Today's episode of Hard Factor is brought to you by MVMT. I'm going to cut right to the chase. When you're in an important meeting or any other important event in your life, you do not want to come off looking like an asshole. A great way to give yourself a head start on not looking like an asshole is to dress and accessorize like a boss. Movement watches start at just $95, and at a department store, you're looking at $400 to $500. They offer classic design, quality construction, and styled minimalism. I personally go with the Onyx model whenever I need a bump to my outfit, and it gets results every time. Get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to MVMT.com/factor. See why MVMT keeps growing. Check out their expanding collection. Go to MVMT.com/factor. Join the movement.
What it is? This is the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is Hard Factor.
And there is no one that does it better
right now. Yeah.
Nobody does it better. I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah. And I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh yeah.
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of Hard Factor. It is Monday, September 17th. Our top stories for the day. Wes is going to take one about a Border Patrol agent who's also a serial killer.
Yeah, he's pissing off a lot of Johns in Texas.
That he is. I'm going to do one about Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh allegedly trying to rip off bathing suits in high school. Pat's going to do one about a mariachi shooting on Mexican Independence Day.
There might be a conspiracy afoot, guys.
And Mark's going to take us through some other headlines we couldn't get to. Take it away, Wes.
All right. A serial killer slash Border Patrol agent was arrested on Saturday after a 12-day killing spree that left three women and one transgender woman dead. Not sure if I should say four women here. What's the protocol? Anyone?
I don't know.
Yeah, four women.
Only reason I ask is the news organizations are making that distinction. Anyway, all four victims were hookers.
Could just call them four hookers then.
Yep. Four prostitutes.
So four hookers.
Four toots.
Juan David Ortiz, a former supervisor for Customs and Border Protection, was caught and arrested on Saturday in Laredo, Texas, and charged with the killings. So he was a legit serial killer, even though it wasn't a long, stretched out, you know, like...
He had a short run.
One of America's best.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not all serial killers are like geniuses. What are you trying to say?
I mean, he did just get caught, so he could have been going on for a lot longer. There might be more victims. We don't know.
That's a good way to think about it. I like that.
Let's check his pet history.
Yeah.
The bodies of the four victims, all dying from gunshot wounds to the head, were recovered over the span of 12 days along interstate highways and intersections in the surrounding area where he was caught. It doesn't look like he put much effort into hiding the bodies. So it goes back to Mark, he's not a genius theory.
I'm done with you. Just throws it on the side of the road.
Shoots him in the head and tosses him out of the car.
Yeah, like bait dogs. He was caught when a fifth woman, I'm assuming a prostitute, got in his truck and the two started talking about the dead prostitute that was recently found. Like, hey, you hear about the dead prostitute? That was crazy, right? Who would do such a thing? And Ortiz then pointed a gun at her, and she escaped by ripping her shirt off as he tried to grab her.
Actually, me!
She escaped by ripping her shirt off. She ran to a gas station and luckily ran to a state trooper. She was able to describe David, as he identified himself to her, his vehicle and his tattoos. And it did not take long for authorities to confront Ortiz. He then ran from them and hid in a hotel parking lot inside of a truck, and they found him. So he got arrested. He has since confessed to the murders and is awaiting what I can only assume will be a swift trial, followed by 20 years of wasting taxpayers' money while he awaits the death penalty in Texas.
Yeah. Have you guys seen this dude's mugshot?
No, I was about to ask, what does this guy look like?
He looks like somebody who just got let out of the Clockwork Orange room where they held his eyelids open and made him watch violent films for like 24 hours in a row. He looks fucking crazy.
Yeah, he's got like a classic Marine haircut. And apparently he was like going to work and while they're investigating this stuff, acting all normal. So, you know,
Were these hookers like, were they illegal? Was he doing his job to pick them up? Or
he was just going above and beyond the call of duty.
Going to the internet, Ashley Atten says Mexico is going to want to build a wall to protect them against us. LOL.
Yeah. Yeah. It's classic one, but how many times have we had a variant of that comment on the show?
It's pretty much every other comment in this particular news story that I found.
Just wait, guys. There's more to come in this episode of Hard Factor.
Yeah. So he's caught. The streets are safer, but he's pissed off a lot of people that wanted to fuck more prostitutes. So moving on.
Oof, yeah. That guy's a nut. All right. So Kavanaugh sexual assault allegations. On Sunday, Senate Judiciary Committee member Dianne Feinstein, Democrat of California, called for the delay of the confirmation vote for SCOTUS nominee Brett Kavanaugh shortly after the Washington Post published a story naming the woman who says that Kavanaugh tried to sexually assault her or did sexually assault her when they were both teenagers. The accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, is a professor from Palo Alto University near San Francisco. She also published her truth in the Washington Post, a news outlet that makes you pay a subscription fee to read their liberal propaganda. So as you might imagine, this new revelation is being met with some skepticism from Republicans.
You pronounce the S in Blasey as a Z?
Blasey.
Yeah. Blasey. Yeah, I don't know. I know I'm probably getting that one wrong. I don't really care. Ford claims that one night in the 1980s, not sure when it happened or where exactly, but just knows it was in Maryland, when she was in high school, that Kavanaugh pinned her to a bed at a house party, attempted to pull her bathing suit off, and covered her mouth when she attempted to scream for help. She said she could escape Kavanaugh after his friend Mark Judge jumped in on the action. They were both allegedly very intoxicated.
Was her bathing suit on fire?
She did not mention that, no.
What kind of house party was this? These fucking rich kids that have a pool in Maryland? Maryland doesn't need pools. You have to be pretty goddamn rich to have a pool.
Ford said, quote, I thought he might inadvertently kill me, ... He was trying to attack me and remove my clothing, unquote. So, this obviously stuck with her mentally after the incident. But one interesting thing, according to Fox News, Ford had mentioned the incident before to a couples therapist, but she had said that four boys from an elitist school had attacked her, not two. So that's in contradiction to her new story in the Washington Post. Ford's husband is also on record saying that she had mentioned an alleged rape attempt on her in the past involving Kavanaugh, and she did take a lie detector test on this preemptively, and she passed it, stating that she is telling the truth about this incident. But Judge, who was also in the room when this all happened, said that he never recalled Kavanaugh acting this way. And so it's just kind of a big right now, a little bit of a he said, she said.
He then said, justice has been served.
Yeah, wait a minute. His buddy, who was also accused of like kind of getting in on it, defended him.
Yeah.
Shocker.
Yeah. No way.
I don't think it happened that way. I was there. Oh, shit.
He's like, who wears a bathing suit at a house party?
Yeah. So it right now, like a lot of it's up in the air. You know, it's just now obviously a big deal because she's come public. She was anonymous for a week, and then she came public on Sunday from the Washington Post. And so now Democratic senators, including Feinstein, Chuck Schumer, and Kamala Harris, are asking to delay confirmation proceedings until the FBI has completed a criminal investigation into Kavanaugh. The FBI has not opened a criminal investigation. Additionally, Kavanaugh denied ever sexually assaulting anyone. And Lindsey Graham, he's probably the most interesting part on the Republican side. He's calling for Ford to come testify before the Senate immediately. So he's calling her out, basically. And he also produced a list of 65 girls Kavanaugh went to high school with who attested that he's a good guy. I guess he just had that on the ready.
Yeah, when asked about Kavanaugh in high school, his classmate said, wait, if I say he's a good guy, I could have a friend who's a Supreme Court justice? Yeah, he's a saint.
They were like, wait, I remember that party. That party was... Oh, like hang up the phone. Yeah, I gotta go.
Well, we were talking about this earlier. Isn't the statute of limitations over on this kind of thing?
Yes, like, the FBI can't do shit. I don't know why they're asking them to. Unless there was murder, there's no statute, and rape one, I think there's no statute. Have to check on that. But certainly touching a bathing suit, there's a statute of limitations on sexual touching or sexual assault. And they cannot open anything on this because it has passed.
Well, okay, yeah. But specifically what's going on here is that the Dems are trying to get the FBI investigation started to delay proceedings until after the midterm.
Right, but shouldn't it just be this is the procedures. The FBI says we can't do anything.
Right.
Right.
Statute of limitations.
Yeah. With the amount of like pre-planned shit in this, like she took the preemptive lie detector and Lindsey Graham had the list of 65 women. It's like, it's almost like this is scripted.
Oh, 100% it's scripted because they probably know that the statute of limitations is passed.
It seems fishy. Right.
They
why
just got to get through November.
Out. I mean, look, you can go to anyone's past and dig up some stuff about people doing the wrong things and making mistakes. Now, trying to pin someone on a bed and rip off their clothes, that's pretty bad.
Unless they're your partner.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And then that's and
unless it's you yourself because you're about to get into a massive JO session.
Yeah,
get off me, bathing suit.
Kick him off.
But yeah, it did sound like a wild party. Our internet correspondent for this one, Anne Marie Healy on Facebook, she said, "Early '80s sounds about right."
So, yeah, '80s baby, cocaine, cocaine.
Yeah. Knows how to party,
cocaine. All right, hey, so some fucked up shit happened in Mexico over the weekend. So Mexico's Independence Day celebrations in Mexico City were interrupted on Friday when three men dressed as mariachis, musicians, they opened fire on a crowd in the busy Plaza Garibaldi. Yeah, nailed it. Which is also referred to as the mariachi district because, you know, that's where the mariachis play generally. And for anyone who doesn't know what a mariachi is or is culturally disabled, they're the street musicians that dress up like cowboys and play traditional Mexican songs.
Yeah, they're the people you can't wait till they stop fucking making noise every time they start making noise.
The annoying district.
Have you not seen the movie Coco? Great movie.
Great movie. So, yeah, these men really let the bullets rip. I mean, like a lot of bullets were fired before they fled on motorcycles. And there are varying reports as to how many people are killed. At least five people were killed, up to nine others injured, one of whom was an American.
Speaking of movies, are we sure this just wasn't like a Robert Rodriguez film scene? Like
I'm positive, but this definitely was inadvertently his fault.
Yes.
Yeah. And the question everyone's asking is why? Like, why would these men walk into a crowded square and open fire on innocent people while dressed as street musicians? And there's a lot of reports saying that, you know, this is cartel related, obviously, like that's the first go-to. Some are saying the shooting is linked to a turf war involved with a powerful cartel, La Union del Depito. If I got that wrong, please don't kill me, that cartel. Yeah, and like that seems like the obvious answer, but I think there might be something deeper at play here. And I am a part of a growing faction of revolutionaries that have the unpopular opinion about mariachis that they're fucking annoying. And Will, I know you share my sentiment.
I'm with you.
They are to Mexico what birthday clowns are to the United States. They're terrible. They're always hanging around playing old ass songs that no one wants to hear anymore, singing at the top of their lungs and blowing a fucking trumpet in your ear while you're trying to eat your queso and talk to your date. I think a like-minded individual finally snapped and orchestrated these attacks in an attempt to take mariachis out of the public interest.
I agree with you. They're like Elvis Presley impersonators almost.
Oh, the fucking worst.
There's always like one like 5-year-old in the mariachi nowadays too.
Yeah. Well, look how talented and cool he is. He's going to grow up.
So
to
you
be
can't
annoying.
Tell him to shut up.
Yeah.
It's hard to enjoy your fucking. Yeah, it's hard to enjoy your Tex-Mex when there's 13 people blasting music in your ears.
Yeah, they think
it's
a treat
for
you.
Not only that, but they need to stop glorifying mariachi shootings in general. It seems like every tragic event in Mexico involves a guitar case. And then, like, everybody's talking about how badass it is. It just, like, perpetuates the problem.
Yeah, case in point, this and the movie El Mariachi. So, yes. And also case in point, the BBC interviewed two bystanders after the fact, and they were quoted as saying, "Now we're not going to be able to trust mariachi musicians anymore." So it seems the operation was successful, but at what cost?
The two idiots.
Yeah. This could have similar ramifications to what John Wayne Gacy did to the American clown industry in the 1970s. So, but you know what? They're fucking annoying, so who cares? Bummer for the victims. Let's take it to the internet. Izzy Cemental said, "That's in Mexico, not on this side." And then was like, "Oh, well, regardless, we have psychos here too. Wall or not."
Another wall coming.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah. So
I love how every Mexico story just ends with a wall.
Wall or not. And then, yeah, there were the bunch of other racist comments about the wall. So
mariachis are so aggressive. They just literally go table to table at like weddings and just be like, "Now you have to stare at us and we demand your attention."
Oh, they're so happy. It's like, don't get me wrong, I get the appeal of wanting to be a musician and entertain people, like, of course. But like, who the fuck wants to step into a role where it's like, "Hey, you want to be a musician and you can play only these 12 songs forever?"
Yeah.
They have no shame. Well, here are some stories we did not get to. Hurricane Florence is a real C and B, and has claimed the life of at least 14 people and destroyed billions of dollars worth of property in the Carolinas and the Middle Eastern coast of the United States. Also, Super Typhoon Manghut, I don't think I got that right.
Nailed it.
Which was a T10, the highest storm rating possible, with winds in the 170 mile per hour range, which would be like a high Cat 5,
yeah.
Leveled the Philippines, killing at least 64 people, probably many more. Then it traveled on the 16th of September to Hong Kong and did immense damage there. And in a related news story, I am extremely concerned with storms all the time now, and I can't get storms out of my head. It's like this new thing. As I get older, I'm just obsessed with storms now.
They're, in Texas, they have, I'm sure everywhere, they have these electronic billboards that alert you of like amber alerts and silver alerts. But I saw one the other day, it just said, storm developing in the Gulf. Like, hey, if you're having a great day, you should be worried about this fucking storm that may or may not
just
develop.
Just a constant amber alert.
Yeah.
Storms have taken the globe ransom.
Just, yeah. So call it gray alert.
Concerns are growing in my head, that's for sure. In Massachusetts, it is safe to return to your homes in Lawrence, Andover, and North Andover. This, of course, after 70 fires, explosions, and gas leaks were reported last week causing mass home evacuations. Investigators don't know what the fuck happened, although one possible and even likely explanation is a Homer Simpson-like buffoon at Columbia Gas Company flipped the wrong switch.
Uh-oh.
Talk about not being able to sleep well. Go into your home that may explode.
Yeah, no.
Jesus.
Even like going back, I'd be pretty concerned.
Oh, I'd have to move.
Yeah. Columbia Gas? No, I'm out. Florida candidate who lied about graduating from University of Miami of Ohio, Melissa Howard, is doing 25 hours of community service to avoid a criminal record. We discussed Melissa on a previous Hard Factor. She took a picture posing with a fake framed diploma. I'm hoping this story ends with Melissa getting an undeserved scholarship offer to Miami of Ohio and everyone losing their minds over it.
Nice.
It might end that way, but you forgot to mention Melissa's mom was also in that photo, and I'm pretty sure it's just going to end with Melissa's mom forging those community service hours big time.
Oh, yeah, she's not doing the full 25, that's for sure.
No.
Yeah. That slick son of a bitch Paul Manafort has flipped to save his own ass and is now cooperating with the Mueller investigation. It's still to be determined if this means he's flipping on Trump or other high-ranking officials, but he does own a genuine ostrich and python jacket, so I'm pretty sure everyone's concerned at this point.
Anyone that's like might have anything to do illegal with Manafort, they're sweating it right now.
Yeah, I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall in that like cell when Manafort like requested the cigarette, lit it up, and was like, "All right, I'm flipping."
Yep, that happened. Lastly, Triple G and Canelo had their long-anticipated rematch on HBO pay-per-view on Saturday night, and Hard Factor Mark and Will got fucked out of a lot of money because boxing is a complete fraud with no rules or integrity whatsoever.
Fraud.
Hard to survive as a sport when you're fucking corrupt, more corrupt than a FIFA official on a bender, and I look forward to the day professional boxing dies a slow and painful death. It's already happening. And that's our show. Thank you for listening. Please, please like and share and subscribe and review and comment on all of our shit. We love you guys so much. Thanks again and have a great Monday.